Pač.
RS Interview.
V četrtek se na odr Kina Šiška o podpori Kristjana Krope, ki nas bo kot Alleged Witches z DJ Setom ogrel na delovne obrate, vračajo dunajčani elektroguci. Saj veste, tisti inštrumentalni trio, ki s kitaro, bas kitaro in bobni mojstrsko spleta tehno repeticijo, s katero je v tem desetletju postal ena vidnejših atrakcij koncertnih in festivalskih prizorišč. Ob tej priložnosti smo se pred kakšno uro s triovim bobnarjem Bernhardom Breuerjem po telefonu pogovarjali o začetkih elektrogucija, novi plošči Polybrez, na kateri se jim je pridružil trio trombonistov, dunajski glasbeni sceni in še čem. Še pred posnetkom pogovora pa bomo slišali delček glasbe z nove plošče, s katero so prefinjeno razširili svojo zvočno paleto.
So on Thursday you are returning to Slovenia. You played here several times, and it seems that you are, you know, constantly playing live. Is playing live like the best part of being a member of Electro Guzzi?
It depends, because we always have during the year we have a phase where we are recording in the studio or rehearsing, which we're always looking forward when we play too much live concerts, because we can concentrate on the sound and develop our stuff. Mm-hmm. And after recording, we are looking forward for live, so it's always pending. Mm-hmm. When we are in the studio, we're looking forward for the live concerts and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Was this kind of the idea since the beginning?
Yes.
That you will do both, record stuff and, I mean, because it's interesting music to hear live on stage, you know, so I was thinking, mm-hmm, maybe that in the beginning you were more focused on playing live, or, you know, maybe.
Yes, we started as an improvising trio, so yes, we played a lot of live concerts, but we also did the same in the studio and just recorded the live sessions. Uh-huh. And then we developed the sound over the years. And at one point we said we want to do an album, and then we tried to create tracks, mm-hmm, which are more concrete than just improvising. Mm-hmm. But when we play live, we always do, it's the sounds are fixed, or the structures are, we know what we do sound wise but the rest is improvised. How long we play stuff and which sounds we develop. Mm-hmm. So live we always, it's much more open than in the studio now. The studio we really try to concentrate to create concrete tracks.
Mm-hmm. You know, I will have some more questions about your studio work later, mm-hmm, on, but maybe just one more question about the,
yes,
your performing live. You know, before I saw you play live for the first time, I thought that it was going to be more like a gimmick, because I was a fan of electronic techno music. But I, yes, had like my reservations, you know. I like imagined it must be similar for other people who are into really into techno. But on the other side, people who usually attend more rock or pop concerts probably aren't that much into techno music. So now it's obvious that you became a big concert attraction. But in the beginning, did you maybe have any concerns how the audience will react to what you are trying to do?
I mean, people, especially in the beginning, people saw it often as a gimmick what we do, that we had the idea to play this. But the idea in the beginning was just to play this music we all loved. And we were not able to to play synthesizers and production-wise. So we just had our instruments and we wanted to play this music. So we didn't, it was nothing special for us because we tried too many different styles like hip-hop, roots music, everything. And we also tried this techno stuff and we recognized that it has a lot to do with all the experimental music which we were into before.
What kind of experimental music?
It was experimental improvised music. Also, we played with other live electronic musicians, other improvisers, and there is lots of.
This was happening in Vienna.
Yes, like guys like Franz Hautinger.
At around that time, I think you know bands like Trappist were really popular.
Yeah.
There were several bands around those who were combining sort of electronic and electric instruments.
Yes. That was where we were a lot into, and we played with these guys. And we, out of this, we had this. It was no idea, as I said. It was just we tried to play this music with the techno music with the instruments we had and all the sounds we developed on our instruments. We use a lot of preparation and pedals and the drums we play. It's different than normal drumming. And so it just developed naturally. It was not that we decided to do that. And so it came out that we wanted to focus on this techno stuff, and then we did the first album with Patrick Pulsinger, and then it happened very fast that we recognized that people are very interested in it. So everyone said, oh, that's really something new, and go on with this, and we just did, and then it,
But it's obvious, you know, with the last record, which we are going to talk about a bit later, that you are trying out stuff in other directions now as well. But one more question about the beginnings, or maybe your whole career. Did the venues change much during your career? I mean, apart from getting bigger, were you perhaps more playing in the like dance clubs in the beginning, and then, well, probably not, because you said that you were improvising and involved in this more improvisation since.
I mean, you know, in the beginning when we were starting the project, we did not play live because we were not so known, and we just played small concerts in Vienna in the clubs where we always played with other bands. There are three or four clubs in Vienna where you can really do experimental stuff, and that's where it all started. And then when the first album came out, it was funny because on the one hand, all the festivals were very interested, like rock pop festivals, and also techno clubs were interested in the project. So we did both, and it's always like this, and we always get
Was the reaction of the people different?
It's hard to say. I mean, in techno clubs, in the beginning, we had to adapt to this. Because in techno clubs, when you have an evening of electronic music, people want to dance all the night, and they want to have this 6 or 7 hours of one structure going through. So we had to adapt our live set in between DJs so that there is no break and that people can go on dancing, because that's also that what we wanted. We don't want it to see it as a concert. We really like to have the part of a DJ, but playing it live. And so we adapted this, and in festivals it's easy, it's like a concert. That's nothing different. We were used to that. But in techno clubs we really had to to develop that, how we play there and mm-hmm. how it works.
How long did you work on the music that ended up on your first album?
I think it was, I don't know exactly, but 2 years, uh-huh. I would say.
It was a longer period. Because I know, I think Patrick Pulsinger was already involved in that first album, right?
Yeah, he produced the first one.
Uh-huh. How important was he for the development of your sound or this techno-oriented sound?
I don't know, it was... He was already a friend at that time, and we did other projects with him before. Uh-huh. And so it was not... he had not so much input in the record because we really knew what we wanted to do. But he made, I would say, the production much more big than we were not used to studio recording and to all the stuff. We didn't know how to do it. And he was the yeah. right man for it because he knows how a track has to sound in a club and stuff like this. So he was the perfect guy for this.
More like a sound engineer, I guess.
Yeah, and also we talked a lot about music and listened to a lot of music. Mm-hmm. But we had a very concrete idea what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. But you were into techno before you met him, probably, right?
Yes. I mean, two of us, our Bernie, the guitarist, he was the first one who developed the techno scene in Barcelona. Because he studied there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. What
and he brought.
He
studied guitar.
Guitar.
He studied guitar and music, and there he was a lot into the techno scene and festivals and stuff like that. And so, and I knew the techno stuff from the experimental side.
Mm-hmm.
And
what type of stuff? Could you point out any artists?
In the beginning, we. Like guys like Basic Channel and all the Detroit mm-hmm. stuff was very important for us in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Christian Vogel and these guys like who were on the edge between techno mm-hmm. and experimental music, all the Mago stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
The connection in the beginning, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What type of music do you follow nowadays? Do you still follow, let's say, contemporary techno?
Not so much because I would say, I always look what's new, but I'm not so much into techno. At the moment, we prepare a big project with a string orchestra for uh-huh. May, and so we listen a lot to strings music. To modern classical music.
Mm-hmm. What type of string music? You mean modern classical? So bands like, yeah. I imagine, Zeitkratzer.
Yeah, for example, but also really traditional.
Oh, the more traditional composers stuff as well.
Uh-huh. And composers like, I don't know if you know Sofia Gubaidulina and
no.
all the modern
uh-huh.
stuff.
With the new album Polybreath, you expanded yeah. your sound palette with a trombone trio, mm-hmm. at least in the studio, because I think that you played live with a trombone player before, or was it the first time?
We tried this concept once. It was in the beginning of, I think it was 2011, for a radio session. They asked us to do something special.
Not with the same three guys? Or were the same?
One of them was already uh-huh. in the project. But uh-huh. then we also, Hilary Jeffrey joined mm-hmm. for the album now. And we have two other guys, so we have four trombone players because we have one in, how do you say, if no time, we have another one. Mm. There are four guys.
I don't know the other, I know Jesse because I'm really into Zeitkratzer and also the Kilimanjaro uh-huh. Dark Jazz Ensemble.
Ah, yeah.
And we saw Zeitkratzer play live and they do these various covers or interpretations of all sorts of interesting music. So how did you meet him? Or meet one of them?
Funny-wise, we met him in a project where we played with Patrick Pulsinger. He presented an album of his own, and he invited us and he invited also Hillary. This was years ago. This was before Electrocuzzi started. And he already knew us and listened, and he liked it. And then we stayed in contact over the years. And we always said if we want to have a plan for a trombone thing, then we invite him. And so now it happened. And he was very into it.
I think you really picked up the right guys. I mean, I don't know the other two, but if their mindset is anything like Jeffrey, then they're really the perfect people, actually. You know, what was the biggest takeaway for you of working with these guys?
The sound, I would say. I mean, they really... We picked these guys because we knew that they can treat the instrument differently than a normal, I would say, jazz trombone players and something like that. If you listen to Hillary Jeffrey, just him warming up, it's really a pleasure because he really treats his instruments differently and has a very, very good sound. And they also understand what we want with this project. They understood, and so it was very easy to work.
Is he playing club with you on Thursday?
Yeah.
All three of them?
All three of them will come in.
Wow. That is excellent. Did maybe this collaboration with other musicians, but you said already that you started collaborating with other people early on, like in 2011, so I guess it's not such a new thing for you. But
no.
Is Electrocuzzi maybe getting more ambitious? You said you're currently working on a project with a string ensemble or trio. So are your ambitions kind of getting bigger?
You mean bigger in the sense of more people, or...?
Yeah, involving more people, doing more like bigger projects and...
We did this project with the trombones, which was really good, and we had a tour in autumn. But we also... It depends. It's always good to go back to the trio version, because that's where we are best, I would say, because that's the starting point of everything, and we have a lot of experience as a trio playing live. So it's always fun to play with other people and get new inspiration, but in the end, we want to stay with the trio and just do projects. I don't know, now it's like once a year we do a project. Or if you are invited, because this spring project is invitation from the Kammer Orchestra Stuttgart, and they asked us to write something for that for an evening.
So you seem really busy. Is this project you're doing with the string orchestra going to be released as a record?
We don't know yet, because we just do this one evening in Stuttgart. But there are already some festivals asking. Not yet, but there are some other festivals asking, and so we want to record it, but it's really, really you need a lot of money to do that, and you need a lot of time to do that. So we don't have the budget now for such a big project. But if it happens more often, then hopefully yes. Yeah.
Well, excellent. That is really good news. And you know, for the end, maybe so on Thursday when you play here, we can probably expect like the whole experience of the Polybress album.
Yes, definitely. We play 5 tracks of the album and some stuff from there was an EP before. we did, and we played two tracks of this and some improvisation stuff.
And since you're playing with these three trombone players, do you still have lots of room to improvise or to, you know, try out stuff while you play on the stage?
Yes, even more now, because after 10 concerts with them,
you're comfortable with each other.
Yeah, that's and now it happens that different things happen on stage, and that's what everyone of us wants, that it gets magic on stage and not just playing the tracks.
Well, that is an excellent announcement, so we will thank you for the interview, and we will see you on Thursday.
Tako je svoje misli strnil Bernhard Breuer, bobnar priljubljenega dunajskega inštrumentalnega tehnotria Elektro Guci, ki bo v četrtek, tokrat torej še s pridruženim triom trombonistov, nastopil v kinu Šiška. Z njim se je pogovarjal Goran Kompoš.
RS Interview.